USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump back in Washington after his historic meeting in Singapore with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. North Korea's state-run news agency is suggesting today that the president agreed to lift sanctions during those talks. Also, President Trump does say he has agreed to stop U.S. military drills with South Korea.
We're not going to play the war games anymore, which, you know how expensive that is? We're flying these massive bombers in for practice from Guam. I said, how far is Guam? 6.5 hours, sir. I said, that's a long way for a bomber times, you know, 20. So we're not going to be doing the war games as long as we're negotiating in good faith.
Trump speaking there on Hannity on Fox last night. House Speaker Paul Ryan will be bringing two immigration bills before the U.S. House next week in a bid to stop a bipartisan plan that was trying to force a vote on DACA. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
South Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Sanford kicked out of a chance to reclaim his seat, losing a primary race yesterday to Katie Arrington, who had been endorsed at the last minute by President Trump, who also said that Sanford had been, quote, very unhelpful when it comes to him trying to make America great again. A federal judge ruling that special counsel Robert Mueller must reveal the names of people and organizations he believes acted as unregistered foreign agents in the case against former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort.
The unidentified agents allegedly acted on Manafort's behest in a scheme to lobby on behalf of Ukraine. The judge also requested the identities of other people that Manafort is accused of trying to influence, which led to new witness tampering charges last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A judge clears the way for the huge AT&T Time Warner merger to happen, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Hurricane Bud now weakening as it approaches Mexico's Baja California. Bud weakened to a Category 1 storm and will likely become a tropical storm in the next few hours. It is expected to hit Baja California on Thursday. Its remnants forecast to drift up into the southwestern U.S., and it will bring some much-needed rain to drought-stricken Arizona and New Mexico. On the vice president's schedule today, remarks to the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention, as Mike Pence is expected to thank Southern Baptists for the contributions they make to the moral fabric of the nation. The convention got started yesterday in Dallas. It comes as Pastor Paige Patterson, the former president of the Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, removed himself as the keynote speaker amid allegations that he mishandled reports of abuse. The appearance by Pence also comes after a failed motion from the floor of the convention to have his remarks replaced by a time of prayer. And the 2026 World Cup hosts have been announced, hosts as in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The FIFA Congress voting in Moscow giving the joint North American bid 67% of the vote, beating out a rival bid from Morocco. The 2026 tourney will be the first ever to feature 48 teams after FIFA okayed an expansion from 32. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.